Hello. Right.
It should be a break for Anne, but I think maybe that should be a break.
Yeah, it's hard to know what that is. This is a bit of HTML goo. I think there should be a break for and I don't know what to do with the HTML goo. But this isn't a
NBDO,
yeah. And this isn't a separate thing, so I would agree that you underline the goo in each case, but not the and. Right? Yeah. Okay.
What's different? Is this? High excitation emission lines. I think high excitation should be in because it's just saying. It's talking about the species that the emission line is coming from.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. All right, you don't get that.
Enough in nebulosity.
Yeah,
ESO, I don't think it's an instrument.
ESO isn't an instrument. You're right. We agreed for to keep Hubble.
No. Yes, to keep Hubble. For this, that
Yeah,
should
that
be
should be a
green as
source
well.
type. Yeah. It's yeah, do you
Is
think
it
that's
on the
part of the
thing?
name? Yeah. I
Yeah,
don't know.
it
I have
should
no
be
way
on
of
the
knowing,
thing.
yeah.
Yeah, absorption line systems shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
Absorption line systems. And again.
Right.
It's, I'm talking about column densities, which is a derived property. But then,
Species lines again after
Yeah,
that.
that's fine.
And Lyman alpha clouds shouldn't be in there either. No, for some reason I seem to have just died on this one.
I win.
Didn't call it because you're right there.
Forgot to keep track of the overall score, like who wins
Yeah, I know. Is there a prize at the end? Bottle of champagne.
I have labeled that wrong.
Okay.
And try again.
That's a spectral feature. That's
It
okay.
is, but is emission line AGN a separate class from AGN? I don't think it is. I think AGN.
Emission line AGN.
You wouldn't
You
think
can
about
get
them.
AGN without emission lines.
But I don't think you particularly class them as a separate source. A separate source class.
I think in Phil's paper he does, doesn't he? The paper I pointed you to a few weeks ago or last week.
I didn't need that
I didn't
paper.
know what he meant, but yes, I've seen people talk about them as separate classes, but I don't really know what that means.
And I guess there is a difference between an AGM with emission lines and one without, especially if it's X-ray detected.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm happy with that, as long as that's red as well, which it is. Oh, galactic
Oh.
stars. I think you're right again there.
Okay. Yeah, that
G dwarf.
G dwarfs are things, aren't they?
Presumably,
That's
because
all
that's
right.
one.
Yeah.
I
Yeah.
don't know why you wouldn't want
Well, if one of them out, as I think about
Right.
it,
or sun,
Oh,
G dwarf.
there you go.
I saw it yesterday.
Yesterday, you're right.
Yeah.
Absorption.
By Lyman Alpha Forest
But
and
it's saying
Lyman
Lyman
Limit
Alpha Forest
Systems.
systems again, so you're right there.
Yeah, okay.
Or then maybe there shouldn't be any. Yeah, I think there should still be.
Yeah.
Radio lab quasar again.
Mm-hmm. Emission models, definitely not. Why associated?
We had a debate about this before. And I can't remember why I decided to mark associated.
Yeah. It means it's associated with some physical thing, but it doesn't have anything to do with the spectral features, I don't think. Does it?
What is associated with torque? It doesn't say it's associated with what?
Is it in process?
I don't know.
Hmm.
I've got no idea what it means.
I'm happy to say M2 whatnot absorption is a spectral feature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But associated means it's associated to some physical thing.
Yeah.
So,
right, okay.
Yeah, so that shouldn't be in. Right.
And associated again.
Yeah. Those are mechanisms, so they don't count, I don't think. Yeah, I just missed it. And that's it.
We should have put emission line features, shouldn't we?
Hmm? Yeah, we should do.
But we're not supposed to mark things we've done differently, so.
Yeah, we did that the same. But it's different from what we've been doing.
You can actually mark it if it isn't altering what's in the manual. And it's only
the
earlier rules.
Yeah, and it's not in the manual, is it? Yeah, so let's do that. Extend.
Yes, any problem is then if we've both been not marking it,
yeah.
There might be other instances in the text where it's not marked.
Yeah. But, well, within the sentence that you're sort of currently looking at, feel free to correct it that way. That
mm-hmm.
you like. It's not only about resolution, it's not like coming up with the corrected version.
Right,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
The other
one, the quasars.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly the same as last one. Systems.
Yep.
IM galaxies.
Is it kind of a regular galaxy?
Yeah.
Is it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hubble Deep Field is being marked, and absorption shouldn't be marked.
Yeah.
I don't think Able cluster is different from cluster. An Able cluster is just.
Yeah, that's actually marked explicitly in HIN, not to have Able cluster.
Yeah. Right.
So, yeah.
Soft access.
That definitely gets to go in. That's not a component.
No, I'm
yep.
Okay.
We can have soft
access. Yeah, we could come to blows over soft access.
You're right, that's extended emission and Compton emission.
Okay.
I think you're right in both of them.
Yeah. Okay.
XBBLX and Radio BLX. Because the BL within should be marked.
Yeah, I agree. That's fine. Nope.
No.
No for continuum.
CO luminosity.
I don't know. Yeah, that's fine. Yep. I can agree with taking that out.
Intermediate is a region.
The so-called. Yeah, I don't think it should be.
Because
should it? Because it's a region. Yeah.
Region, we're not supposed to highlight it.
Yeah.
It's the same, it's just it's not
yeah, it's badly written. Infrared galaxies. We said not to mark things based solely on sources defined only by wavelength, so we can't include infrared galaxies.
Just galaxies.
And starbursts count?
Yes, they do.
Surely.
Oh, yes, assuming you're talking about starburst galaxies rather than starbursts within a galaxy.
Yes, yeah,
galaxies.
There.
And galaxies?
Galaxies.
Continue or continuum flux? It's another one of those that doesn't really...
It doesn't really matter. I'd say continuum flux, but I don't... Obviously,
there's
but I don't care.
Most of these cases have flux.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I'm happy to take that out.
I was going
to
say put it in.
Oh.
The lack of forward line polarization. Forward line polarization, is that a spectral feature? I think you'd want the whole thing to some extent.
No, you can't.
You can't get just
from point
the
to it.
But you can if you've got a spectrum that's a bit like.
Yeah.
Polarized light.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know what was marked here. You got the bottom of this page?
No.
We're missing weak line. I don't... Oh, so they're saying weak line radio galaxies are a separate class of radio galaxies.
No. I said that weak line was... Because the modifier should be included, which I think it should. Even though weak line radio galaxies are... This should be underlined. This should be green.
Okay, yeah.
This cut up page continues in the next.
Oh, right, okay.
Okay.
Are we the same on the bottom?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so the question is.
Oh.
Oh, no, it's different.
Yeah, no, you've got line in there.
Oh, I've got line. That's fine. Line comes out, and should come out as well.
And should come out.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a line. But I think weak line should be in.
And
okay.
In the same way, if you have board line, it would be
yeah, there. That's okay.
Right.
Galactic black hole candidates.
I just made that up.
Yeah, I don't think that's a source type. Mm-hmm.
We've got emission line in the ratios. That's fine. Infrared galaxies.
Yep.
It's right again. Oh no.
Nope, it's not right.
Yeah.
Right. Line emitting gas I don't like. Yeah. Far infrared galaxies we can't have. That's okay.
Emission feature.
Yeah, that's okay. Damped Lyman alpha absorption trust the same, right? Yeah. Emission feature.
Mm-hmm. Star forming
yeah,
galaxies.
That can't be in.
No, it can't.
Yeah.
Star forming galaxy should be in.
Yes, it should be. Yeah, that should be in.
Protogalactic clump.
That is not a source type. What were you thinking?
Just a lump.
Yeah. DVLA absorption.
That should be because it's not an absorber, it's an absorber.
No, but it says it covers a significantly
yeah.
small angular size. It's a physical thing.
Yeah. Features.
Yeah. This feature. Yeah, okay.
Respectful feature.
Yeah. Damped
line
alpha. Yeah, you don't get that. Yeah. Those are regions, globs.
Yeah.
Nebula.
And the rest is the same.
Yep.
Now a line should be in.
Yep. X-ray BLX. Yeah, that's okay. Intermediate types. Yeah, if
we put in type 1.8 and type 1.9.
Did we in the end? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, right. You get it then. That doesn't go in, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. Right, that's okay. We don't like systems. Yeah, that's okay.
Well, hang on then. Wasn't there one just a minute ago in which had a line?
Yes, we are taking out line on its own.
Are we?
So we yes.
Okay. Yep.
Every time.
Keeping lines there.
Yes, so we have to take.
What line are we taking out?
In general, every time there's been line. Has there been line? Okay, it's
line width.
But it's still, where's that line? So have we had any just where it says...
Line ratios. We've been taking out line as a word that relates to other words. My head is going, yeah. But lines are still lines. Yeah,
yes,
okay. That's okay. Right, I agree that can go out because that's a fitting thing. Absorption features in the UV spectra.
Or in the UV. I don't think spectrum should be there. But if it's a wavelength or a wave boundary, we're putting it in.
Okay. It's likely one spectrum in the UV, which you can see absorption features in.
Yeah. That's
right. Crazers.
Yeah,
I'm right. And here I think I'm right again.
Line center you can point to. Not like line width, but you can put to line center. In fact, the whole thing should be like that, I think.
Line center.
You can put to line
wings. You'd say line wings. All right, you get it. Right, you win. Eclipsing, I don't think.
No, that shouldn't be in
there. Yeah, you're right there.
You're right, starburst. Oh, starburst and active. Starburst like activity. That's, I don't think that's a class. It's an action.
Yeah, but then AGN like activity.
Yeah.
But
so both of them have to go.
Is a, class.
A starburst is a class.
A starburst is a type of galaxy, but it's also something that can happen within a galaxy.
An AGN.
But an AGN is an object, and starburst you can't say.
But we're counting starbursts. Starburst galaxies.
We're counting starburst if it means galaxy. If this means starburst galaxy-like activity, that's...
No, but a starburst galaxy is only a galaxy which has a starburst in it. Like an AG... An active galaxy is just a galaxy with an AGN in it.
But starburst refers to...
From the linguistic side, if you mark starburst before, you can feel that starbursts are like objects, then I think it should stay in...
I think they're the same. They either have to both stay or both go, and
I
think they should stay.
Yeah, I think it was maybe if it was star forming, like it would be different. But yeah.
Star formation we weren't putting in.
Yes, that's right. So it's not that. Okay. We've just got this split up. I think that should be
that.
H. You're right, it's two.
Oh,
it's a wavelength region.
It's a wavelength region.
But it's
yeah.
Between that line and that line.
Yeah, okay. I'm right here. That's part of the name. Yeah.
Line ratios.
Okay. Infrared galaxies. This time you have it.
Should be in.
But Galaxy should be in.
So you need to write that.
Right.
Hold on.
Oh, what have we done?
Oh no, the other same. Sorry. Absorption line systems.
Hubble.
Hubble. And Hubble. And Galaxy.
Yeah. Oh,
galaxy
in the Galaxy distribution.
The distribution of galaxies.
Yeah,
okay.
Ionization lines?
Yeah, we did it before. Yeah, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. We weren't doing spectral shapes, were we?
Yes, don't include that.
Yeah, that counts.
Low ionization. Oh, WECO 3 should be in.
Mm-hmm.
Low ionization.
Well,
they're low bals, aren't they?
I think.
Low bal is a separate class of source.
Yeah, that's true. That counts.
I don't know if high bals are, but low bals are.
They are, and it's a big joke.
Oh, right.
Highballs. Yeah. Next.
I shouldn't. You're right there.
Yeah. Yeah, that doesn't go in. That means objects that are identified and may be at a particular redshift based on it. Yeah. That doesn't count.
Continuum. Yeah,
continuum luminosities.
Continuum flux should be in.
Well, you haven't been earlier, have you?
But we had.
I don't remember about luminosities. We've been putting in continuum flux.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, we weren't doing broad bands. We were doing,
Mine too.
Now, what were we doing if...
Radio lag quasar should be in, Z equals 2 shouldn't. The rule was to leave it in, was it?
I don't know, because you're looking at language speak. Well, each conduct is a separate place. That's different.
Yeah, that's for things marked with and.
Mark subsections of entities. No.
Yeah, it doesn't say.
So we need a rule for that.
Is it 2 again, or is it
Z equals 2? Z equals 2 is, means at a certain distance. So that shouldn't be in, but radio loud quasars is a thing. So it's whether to include the Z equals 2 in the...
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, let's take it out.
Yeah.
Components.
Nope.
X-ray binaries.
Mm-hmm.
Public field again.
Mm-hmm. No, we can't have that.
Either of them.
Yeah.
Radio quiet quasar should be...
source type. Yeah.
I should have done one and not the other. And you're right, because one's line formation and one's line profile.
Yeah. Oh. Right. Yes. yeah.
Components.
Yeah.
We
can get rid of that, can't we?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we want the lines to
galaxy or the galaxy?
It should be the galaxy.
It should be the galaxy, yeah. HVC complexes. I don't know what HVC stands for, but since they're complexes, we can cross it out. Do you know what HVC stands for?
Known to lie in the direction of high velocity clouds.
So yeah, that doesn't count.
ICM.
Mm-hmm. Scuba. That's an instrument.
Sometimes anyone knows.
You're right there. Should be this, and it probably is. That's probably what
no,
that means.
No, you're right, and this should be red as well. It should all be.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Now the energy are different.
Red. Beta line. I don't think that matters very much. Okay.
We wanted modifiers of spectral lines, e.g. weak broad lines.
But enhanced relative to what?
Weak broad relative to what, though? It's all relative, but it's still a modifier of that line.
Okay. But when, yeah.
Oh, but the second one. Or it's included beside Market Orders 1 and 2.
Oh, I don't think I was doing that.
Yeah, I don't know how many times I've missed that either.
Yeah, I've missed that a lot.
Weak emission.
Okay.
If we're including emission.
Yeah, extended emission is extended. We've not been including extended emission.
No,
so
we didn't have that on either
of us.
No.
Yeah.
But then
weak emission levels is just a way of saying, yeah, I agree. None. Starburst contribution.
That's
yeah, that's true. Red continuum. Okay.
Forward line emission in the west frame UV should all be one.
Yeah. Yeah, that should be out.
Oh, no, it shouldn't.
We weren't doing components.
Oh, yes.
So yeah, this is a rate of transfer thing. So they don't mean they mean photons in the lines escape. Not that that's not something you can point to. I don't think that counts.
Yes, associated again.
Mm.
Continuum source shouldn't be in.
Mm-hmm.
And associated shouldn't be in.
Mm.
CTI.
That should be. Oh wait, is that that's an observatory, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is the CTIO 4 meter the name of that telescope? No. And the AAT is an observatory as well, isn't it?
Yeah. So. Yes, but it's also a telescope. And I think if there's no other way of describing it, that telescope. The CTIO 4-meter telescope is must be what it's called, otherwise they call it a name.
It's the blank arrow, actually, usually. I don't mind.
If we put. But then we have to include 4 meter as well.
Yeah.
Yes. Have the telescope? No, just 1 meter.
No. Yeah. Right. I agree.
Oh no, it should. Iron and absorption. Is it contamination from blended iron and absorption lines? No, it's not.
What is that comma doing there? Yeah, no. Oh, I see.
If the comma wasn't there, it would be in.
Accounting for galactic reddening contamination from blended iron. What they mean is blended iron lines.
So they do mean iron lines. So
yeah.
So it should be in. And we're keeping line in because it's strength. Yeah.
Continuum fluxes. Yeah, we're doing that. Yeah. Doo-doo-doo. No. Damped Lyman alpha QSO. I don't know what that means either. One damped Lyman alpha QSOs. It's not a source type. That's definitely true.
Yeah. DAWDs.
What's DA? There's WDs. It's 25 of DA type and 6 of DB type. Yes, you're fine with that.
I'd put multiple in there. We're not supposed to do components.
No.
Yeah.
So neither of them.
Okay.
Or,
low luminosity. Yeah, low luminosity QSOs, no. People talk about them a lot, but.
Yeah,
well, we're doing ultra-luminous galaxies. So we should do. Yeah. People discuss them as a separate class. They are as much as ultra-luminous galaxies are. That should be in. Excellent. Regions. I shouldn't have done that.
Yes, you shouldn't.
Oh, A and B.
And we. Gosh, what we can do
that. No, that's the conjunct rule. I'm right here, I think.
Yes,
if
yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's associated absorption lines.
Oh, right. In the AAL outflow, it's a that doesn't count.
And absorption in small clouds.
It doesn't count.
Now this is the conjunct rule again.
And I didn't. Ooh, how do you know what's going on here?
This.
Yeah.
And this is one double line. And and presumably that's red there.
Yeah, I don't know what this
I think
means.
If the line's too long, you
can highlight it. Oh, I highlighted all as one, right.
And I've highlighted it separate, it should be separate.
Okay, yeah.
I think if the line's too long, it's only putting the bottom line because Olivia would have marked from the from blue all the way to the end is one long line.
No, sorry, I mean
the end should be.
The end as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it probably was and just hasn't printed because Olivia wouldn't have started marking at 1402 on the two lines above. Yeah, but I think it's just missing out the printing if the line goes over the end.
Oh, I see. So your end starts. Yeah, yeah, I see what you mean.
Olivia wouldn't have just highlighted that line.
Right.
She would have highlighted the whole thing.
Yeah.
So end probably should be highlighted.
Yes, and it just hasn't printed that.
Yeah.
But it is marked, I think.
Absorption components don't count. Continuum source, does that count?
Shouldn't be.
Oh, so is. That's right.
But it's is that also the name of the source?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
So it should be this one plus the pink.
Yeah. Line broadness.
I think that should be in.
That's a way of saying line width, though, and we don't mark line
That's
width.
True. Well, okay, yeah.
Oh. Rich iron spectrum.
Yeah. Kind of. It's. I think it had a spectrum. You have all the lines have lots of different elements, and you have to work out all the ones which are iron lines. Then after that, you look and say, "How's my line?"
Yeah.
The whole spectrum, right?
Yeah. That's the rich iron spectrum. I agree. Let's get rid of it.
Yeah.
Right. That's not. Shouldn't go in.
Yes.
Is that everything? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We aren't going to make it to our second cookie break.
Giant ellipticals or ellipticals.
I don't mind. Are giant ellipticals separate things? I don't know.
Yeah.
They are separate, but are they a separate class? I think they probably are.
Yeah. Okay. Line emitting gas doesn't get in.
Ionized emission.
If you're doing emission from high.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, she. She was allowed emission from high excitation whatnot. And that's exactly the same. Yeah, that's exactly the same as.
It's pointing there and saying, look, there's a high excitation emission. And there's not high excitation.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I'm not certain if high excitation should go in, but if high excitation should go in, I think ionized means the same thing, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So. Yeah, you're right.
Oh.
You've got X-ray source R117.
Now I line see if one should all be one with the red inside it.
No, that's. This is describing the band you do the observations in. Yeah, that counts.
So.
All right.
It before when you said this has been detected.
Right. Okay.
Form. I think it should be.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Yep. Ooh, those shouldn't be there, should they?
Yeah.
No.
It's not systems. Yeah.
Oh, okay. 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 Yes.
No, I think it's a spectral feature. You can point to amplitude and alpha absorption in the same way you can point to H beta emission, although H beta emission is a process.
I think this is what we agreed to cross out before, isn't it?
No, amplitude and alpha absorption systems we crossed out.
Mm-hmm.
We also crossed out.
I think it's a process too. I think. Especially when they're saying we're choosing low redshift absorption. That's not really something you can point to.
You can point to low redshift damp planar absorption because you're shifted in the spectrum.
I'm not too fast, I don't think.
Would it be if it was H beta absorption? You just took out the low redshift. Quasars with H beta absorption you'd put in.
I'm not sure.
It's a spectral feature. I think damp planar alpha absorption.
It's whether it's a process or a feature. But I can't remember what we've done before.
Because we've every feature is.
Well, if it was absorption in damp planar alpha clouds, you'd not mark absorption.
Yes, it depends what it says. Whether it means with low redshift damp planar alpha cloud absorption. If it was damp planar alpha absorbers, that would be different. But I think absorption.
I do think it's a process, I think.
It's a process, but it also produces a spectral feature. Where you can say there's the damp planar alpha absorption, there's
yeah,
the.
Well
in the same way that
mm.
you said, you know, HB2 emission is a process.
Yeah.
Well, we've both marked it, so let's leave it there. Microquasars.
They're dubbed microquasars.
Yeah. That means it's newfangled.
Is it going to be a decent source type in the future? I haven't heard it referred to since. But
yeah.
But just talk about the microquasar.
Yeah, but they've made up that word.
Yeah, I think you're right. They have made. On the other hand, if we're having hyperluminous galaxies, where you know they've just got ultra-luminous, but ooh, even more hyperluminous.
Yeah.
Well, someone must have made that up for the first time.
But do they? What defines a microquasar?
Same as a hyperluminous galaxy being very, very extreme.
But.
Yeah.
I reckon a dwarf. Amorphous nuclei starburst galaxy. A dance is a.
Yeah, there's not been more than one study of dwarf amorphous nuclear starburst galaxies. So that. Do we say we take that out?
Yeah, okay. But what about the acronym? Because
that yeah, that's got it in it, so that's okay. Yeah.
Starburst nuclei. You're right. Starburst galaxies would be in. Starburst nuclei refers to a region of an object.
Yeah, that's fine. Do, do, do.
So, and also, you have that dwarf amorphous galaxies that that's a proper name, but you still include the acronym?
Because the acronym has Starburst in it, galaxies in it, in the S. And if the acronym includes it,
mm-hmm.
TV and optical emission line ratios.
Yeah. We wouldn't have line ratios, so yeah, that goes.
UV and optical emission should be in there, though. No, it shouldn't.
Yeah, no, it modifies ratios.
Oh gosh. I've highlighted this in red and then the whole thing in green. Because touching.
Right. Yeah, that's fine.
Right. As long as this is.
Plus red.
TV gamma ray emission.
We weren't doing broadband detections. Right.
Using the Whipple F.
That's definitely an instrument name.
Yes. It's very stupid, but it is.
Right, you're right there.
FBS objects shouldn't be in there.
What does it mean?
I don't know, but it's got objects.
Yeah, you're right.
And the MAMA scanning machine is an instrument. It's not a telescope, but it's an instrument.
Okay. So you can have that. Right. At the other one, we stopped after 4 meter. So maybe we should do that there as well.
No emission lines from
high. Yeah. We did it this way before.
Absorption features. Weak continuum.
Yeah, you're right. Continuum radiation. No.
Neither.
Mm-hmm. Narrow line region emission.
Yep.
I think that goes out.
The narrow line region. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't.
Narrow line emission should be in.
Yep. White dwarfs is a source type.
FB Lobau is a source type.
Yeah, you're right.
Stupid, but maybe.
Idiots.
Oh no, Keck Observatory. Yes, we did decide Keck.
Keck is, we didn't allow iron spectrum, so we shouldn't allow H or helium 2 spectrum either.
We shouldn't allow emission.
Yeah. Isoelectronic.
Radio quasars?
Radio quasars are type.
No, radio loud and radio quieter.
But radio quasars means radio loud quasars.
It does. Yeah.
UVXS is all right, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's a spectral feature. We weren't doing flat spectrum quasars, were we? No. Were we?
I think they're a separate class. Yes, we're not putting them in spectral, but I think
right.
We are putting them in because they're so broadband. But yes, they are separate.
Right. You're right there. Line strengths.
No,
means equivalent width, yeah. I did miss group.
Right.
Yep. Hey! Excellent.
This is a proper name because it's got a capital T.
Yeah. Hooray! Right. We're done. Excellent.
Once we've got them identified, a lot of them were.
Yeah. No, you can't. Do we need to remain wired up, or are we done? Excellent.
Down here.
I'll put it next to this.